My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're
going
to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Updated for inflation as of this morning on my shopping trip, bananas were 17 cents each.
See?
I know, more than double.
Thanks, Obama.
My previous estimate.
Thanks, Obama.
I bought, every time I buy bananas now, I think about that.
Hang on, I'm just getting an update. Obama hasn't been president for a while now. Sorry.
Doesn't mean it isn't his fault.
Sorry about that.
Everything is his fault. Don't you know that?
How can you people expect me to concentrate on work today with my beloved Spain playing in the Euro semifinals?
So is this your team now? And sorry for... You know, asking you a question that wasn't pertaining to that, which was about how what bananas cost. How can anybody expect Bulldog to concentrate on that?
Spain is my team now. Yes.
That
Spain
is your team, now.
Yes. I was backing Costa Rica because I've been to Costa Rica twice in the Copa America, but they're
Have you ever been to a country known as the United States?
A couple times.
Canada?
Yeah. Canada.
Canada's still alive.
Tonight, Argentina, huge. Yeah, like I thought about what I want to have for dinner so that I can be just concentrating on the game. Like that's plan. There's plans
around Copa America.
Around Copa America, yeah.
I don't hear anything about the deep end in there. No. 9 o'clock with Marty Baron tonight.
Well, the soccer will be, I think, 7. So
will he be distracted?
Perhaps.
I've already seen Argentina play Canada in this tournament.
Yeah.
They played the first game.
That's right.
And I correctly predicted the final score and exactly how it would manifest.
Yeah,
Canada would play them tough, and then Argentina would score early in the second half, and then Canada would press and give up a second goal at the end.
Right. That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened, which of course means I did not bet it.
I was not watching, but I was following along on Twitter, and everything was like, what? This is great. And I'm same sort of thought of it. Yeah, okay. I mean, good. You get a goal, maybe, but this is good. I'm very interested in that tonight, as I am in this, because, you know, my beloved, that's my team.
Canada and they're a, quote, American coach. I do hope they win. I watched them beat Venezuela. It was really fun. Penalties. Love that. You love the penalties.
Oh, I love the penalties. Yeah. A lot of these Euro games have gone to penalties.
I know. So this is kind of cool. low bar. But for the first time since June 18th, reverse AFC power rankings. Oh, my. So what is that? 12 days and then 9 more. 21 days. Okay, that makes sense. 3 weeks. Last time we did reverse AFC power rankings. So has much changed.
Well,
we've got name changes.
This is what, right.
We've got name changes.
Right.
We've got protective boots. We've got, I don't know.
The protective boots are in the NFC, though. I don't know about any protective boots in the AFC right now as we stand.
I don't know. Right. But by next week, the Bills won't be in camp yet, but the Bears and the Texans will. And who knows who might need a protective boot.
There could be all kinds of fluctuation with the Texans starting camp next week.
Powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Here are your reverse AFC power rankings for July 9th, 2024. I have prepared, actually, for this. I'm not just winging it today. I have given this thought. The rankings. Nothing else.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
Nothing else.
I don't know.
I prepared one thing for Nick Bakay, this, and that's it. 16. Tennessee Titans.
Wrong. Raiders, I'm going to say.
I am predicting that Tennessee will finish the season with the worst record in the conference.
Wow.
That's my prediction.
What's happening here? Is this like doubts about Levis, the new coach?
I don't really respect any of it. Like, it's think of the drought Bills, right? Like, it could work. Maybe he's good. If that were us, we'd be arguing with fans about the odds. You don't know. Maybe J.P. Lossman really is Steve Young. You know, you really don't know that. Mm-hmm, like, you're right, mm-hmm. I don't. But I don't love the odds here for Levis, who the league completely passed on. Hey, that's worked out other times.
Yeah.
Brady.
I'm not as down on him. You know,
Lamar Jackson.
Funny, like at some point in the last, I don't know, while I was away, I must have come across the highlights of their comeback in Miami.
What a joke.
And like I'm what do you mean, what a joke? He made some nice throws there. Yeah. I mean, a lot of it was catch and run by the running back that's not Derrick Henry. And
Spears.
Spears, thank you.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was pretty good. Yes. I'm still saying Raiders.
I'm all the way here for any kind of hate on Tennessee. Every move they've made this offseason I haven't liked. But it always kind of felt like, yeah, they're maybe not worse, but I don't like Levis, really. It did feel like he built his whole aura off of one game and a few plays in that Miami game where he was just on pills.
They were 99% to lose with 3 minutes left. So, but good job.
Says more about Miami than anybody.
A tough fantasy beat right there, by the way, for me. I'm bitter about that game. And the game being played simultaneously, the Packers and the Giants.
Yeah.
So I have a bad taste about all those teams.
See, I don't think I got to question the objectivity of the panel at this point.
You should. I mean, that's not even really relevant. Objectivity is not what we're going for here.
No.
I don't really respect any of it. I mean, if you were really scrutinizing the Titans, would you be for the Ridley signing? Like, Ridley... It just felt like Ridley was having fun with everybody. And then, Tennessee came along and they offered me the most money. It just doesn't really seem like sound football business doing that with Hopkins there. Like, Burks is buried. I don't know. They just decided, what, he's terrible, I guess. First round pick from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So he's wasted. And it's Levis and a coach who became a coach because his dad is a coach. Yeah, I'm glad they got the top spot here, 16. 15. Well,
the rules are the rules.
Pittsburgh.
I said Raiders, so I'm going to have to stick on the Raiders.
I think Pittsburgh will have the second worst record in the AFC.
I think you are a crazy person.
Maybe.
I think so badly they'll want Pittsburgh to be bad, but it's not happening. It's not going to happen. Not while Tomlin's employed there. At worst, I can't even say at worst they'll have 7 wins. At worst, they'll have 9 wins.
At the most, they'll have 7 wins.
Look at you. Wow.
At the most.
I think Russell Wilson will be an improvement on what they've had, and the rest of it is kind of it's the Steelers. In a league where nobody wins anymore, 20 to 12, they find ways to win 20 to 12. So,
well, you know they've been on borrowed time,
mm-hmm.
and eventually that runs out. And how is Spain losing already?
I didn't even see a goal. I feel like I've been paying attention.
There was one, and they must have already reviewed it because they're playing again.
Yeah, that was really fast.
All right.
I must really be concentrating on my job.
Pittsburgh.
I'm saying Raiders.
I'm the Raiders here.
You're the Raiders too? Okay.
14, Pitt.
I'll say Denver.
Who's going to be their starting quarterback? Is it going to be Bo Nix?
Of course.
That's not great.
It's going to be Bo Nix.
100%.
Yeah. I don't love that at all.
I read somewhere today, it was just like a point about how the Jets have got these guys they drafted that are starting other places. And the whoever the writer was, and forgive me, I did not make a note of it, sort of squeezed in, like, Zach Wilson is competing for the starting job in Denver. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I'm with Darnold could start in Minnesota and Geno Smith in Seattle. I'm like, I don't think he's competing for anything.
We got to toughen up the definition of competing.
I appreciate what you're doing here, pointing out how the Jets have, like, thought they missed on guys who might be starting, but really they've missed on two of the three, probably.
There's a fourth guy in Denver that may come in above Zach Wilson. Nix, Stidham. I thought there was someone else.
This
Maybe
is the
not.
First I'm hearing of a fourth Denver quarterback.
I can't see it. I don't see it on the Our Lads. The kids know. The real ones know.
Yeah, I only see the three listed here.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, anyway, I would say the Steelers. You were saying Denver?
I said Denver, yeah.
You're both saying Denver?
I'm with Denver here, yeah.
Okay. 13, Pittsburgh.
New England.
I don't know. I kind of like something about New England. I don't think Brissett's going to start as long as maybe the initial thought was. I think May is going to do something there, and he has talent. I mean, he was dragging a bad North Carolina team to somewhat relevancy. I kind of like where they're at. It does seem to be, they're going to learn on the fly a little bit here.
I think if you're a Bills fan, I've been trying to make this point, and I still haven't really loved how I've made it. You want it to be Brissett. You want, like, I think it's counterintuitive. And you could disagree with me with that in mind. Like, I think you want the Patriots to think that giving Drake May more time is their better plan. And so they throw Brissett out there. The Bills don't play them until almost Christmas anyway, so it's not about head-to-head.
Right.
But they throw Brissett out there. You know what that is. I mean, that's 6-11 or something. And
that sounds like a football record.
I know. It's a height. It's a height, 6-11. So, you know, just sort of give up the season and feel like they're going to be better off for it. Which, you know, that has worked, but I think it's a little bit interesting and kind of dangerous if you get into the preseason and he's awesome because he'll play the preseason and they just do that.
Yeah.
And
that would be the thing that could swing you to, like, I don't know, New England. I mean, the defense is pretty good.
Yeah, then you're almost talking about the Bears.
Yeah.
Like, the Bears have better receivers, and I don't think they have a better defense. So you're almost talking about Chicago if you hear, like, that May looks great. I talked to Mike Giardi while you were gone. He doesn't think that's going to happen. And, you know, Brissett is the betting favorite to start week one. We'll have some of those numbers later. But I respect New England a little bit. I have more than you guys in this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm never putting or rarely putting New England at the top. The 1 week I missed, they were 16.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm here, they're, you know, usually better. So is that the pick?
Well, I
want to go New England here, but I think of the four teams now we've discussed, I do think they have the most juice. I cannot see the top three here really doing much this season. New England, I honestly do believe May is starting by week four. There is going to be very
that
little.
Fast.
Yeah,
wow.
He was a special talent in North Carolina that had bad talent around him, and he has better. Somehow better talent in New England now after, I think, a really good draft.
That's really hard to do. Right. They did draft two receivers. One of whom we liked for whatever that's worth. But Baker.
Right. Round four.
Right.
I liked him more than Coleman.
And I wouldn't have, I wouldn't have minded Polk either, honestly, as a pick. You know, not early, but, you know, what was that, second round for them?
Yep. I like Baker more than Polk. I like McMillan more than Polk. From Washington, and he went to Tampa, also much later.
All right, so New England's here.
13-12, Pittsburgh.
I'm comfortable with Pittsburgh here.
Then I'm irrelevant.
I think, well, you don't have to be so harsh on yourself. I think the reason I was not up for the Raiders and the Broncos earlier is because I think the Raiders and the Broncos and maybe the Chargers are all kind of about the same. And maybe they're all like 7-10 teams. Mm-hmm. There's a football record. You like that.
Yeah.
It's bowling, 7-10. I think they might all be very equal and split with each other and then just sort of beat, who will they play? AFC North? I don't know. Just sort of win enough games. Where I think Tennessee, if Levis doesn't have it, gets buried. And I think Pittsburgh could get buried in the AFC North. And it's long overdue for that to happen. So that's my thinking on the AFC West. 11. I guess maybe I have to say Chargers after that little speech.
I would go with the Chargers here. I sure.
Okay. Still about a favorite to make the playoffs. Very close to even money. That's interesting, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Who will get the ball? Like, what is the pecking order for the Chargers?
Whoever their running back is who's going to get
the
ball.
Which we don't know either.
Right.
You know who they have? They have Gus Edwards. Like, what is that? They have J.K. Dobbins, who got $50,000 guaranteed. I mean, that's like, you wouldn't even, maybe you would just sort of refuse that.
Yeah, right. On
principle.
You'd rather be like Leonard Fournette right now than take $50,000 guaranteed.
Off a torn Achilles, he's had numerous bad injuries. They have Kamani Vidal, a day three rookie. Okay.
He'll probably be good.
It's Greg Roman.
Right. So they're going to run it like crazy.
I didn't realize until now, they really are just like, we're just going to be the Ravens from 3 years ago. Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins, and
a rookie.
Hayden Hurst.
Hayden Hurst.
Oh, is there.
Wow.
Josh Palmer, Quentin Johnston, Ladd McConkey.
Right.
He's live. He's probably their number one receiver this year, I think.
That's probably right.
Also picked after Coleman, which I think is nuts. Chargers 11, 10.
Jacksonville.
Cleveland. I think Cleveland. Kevin Stefanski now is a double Coach of the Year winner. Oh, Jacksonville. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But go on.
I mean, with Stefanski, though, like, you win Coach of the Year, and it's supposed to be, like, I guess a big award. It's usually not very good. It usually is your team had really poor expectations. Yep. You skated through a arguably pretty easy schedule because your team was bad, and then you go right back to being bad. They very rarely have an elite quarterback ascending. They very rarely have talent that is ascending itself. It just feels like Cleveland is desperate for Watson to work. He hasn't. I don't imagine that's going to just change miraculously. I love the roster overall, but if they start the season again not scoring points, he still looks bad. How quickly does that flip to, okay, who's the other backup in the street that we can go get? Because we did this with five guys last year.
Right.
And they're paying them a fully guaranteed contract. Right. I mean, they can't get out of.
They won 11 games.
Yeah.
And no one knows how. Joe Flacco just miraculously became the playoff Joe Flacco from years ago. David Njoku became the best tight end in football for like 3 weeks.
Still there.
Still there.
Great defense. Running game. They won 11 games.
Who is behind Watson there now? All right, I'll look.
Oh, I know. Winston.
Jameis Winston.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was going to say Archie Manning.
That could get a little tasty.
What are the odds he gets benched? I mean, last year was bad. They won anyway. They're not benching him. That if that happens again, have to go completely off the rails.
This is 3 years in now for him. Yes. There.
Yes. The first year was partial.
Right.
The second year
he counted on the contract. So he got
hurt. Yes, that's right.
Five-year deal.
He got hurt in Baltimore, or at least that was his last game, which they won. Who beat the Ravens last year? The Browns went and beat the Ravens in Baltimore, and that was it. After that, he was done for the year. I like the Browns again today. So Jacksonville 10, 9 for me would be the Colts. I think we've been too favorable toward the Colts.
Oh, I can get with that.
Indy at 9. 8.
I'll go Browns here.
I would say Miami.
By rules, I'm still with Cleveland.
Cleveland at 8. All right. That's progress for them. And I know they know it. It's going up on the... They're still... Nobody's in camp yet, so they're still decorating for getting ready. This is going up in the locker room. Playoff caliber.
I wish I knew how to exclaim
1-1
sheer joy in Spanish.
You but don't. You were just there for two weeks.
I don't really.
You don't know how to exclaim in Spanish.
I just, no.
Not really. Well, it's just as well.
Yeah.
7.
You are on my. I'll say Jets.
Dolphins.
I want to go Miami here. When's the Tua contract coming? I'm now getting bored with it. Can we just move this along? I want to have my takes that I have on Tua signing a big deal, and we're just waiting all summer.
I hope it goes into camp. Frankly, I just give me all the all the drama we can get out of it. Oh my!
All 6. Right.
So Miami, there. I'm on the Jets.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Bengals.
No, I'm good with the Jets here.
Five.
Did you see Joe Burrow is, you mentioned something about him yesterday. Heavier.
Yeah.
He's also learning piano.
Oh, I love that.
As a way to try to continue to heal his wrist. Like it's a, like a different kind. It was, I guess, suggested as a therapy for his hand, for his hand problem, for the wrist problem he had last year. So he's learning to play the piano. I'm here for that.
Is he also learning to exclaim in Spanish? Is that maybe something else that would help him? It would behoove Joe Burrow.
Sure.
Five, I guess the Bengals. I'm saying it.
Yeah, I'm good there.
Four.
Is there real concern about Burrow staying in one piece? I like the piano, you know, story, but
I think it's fair to bring up. I mean, he had injuries in college too. So he's had his fair share of it throughout his career.
It really, there might be another level of knowledge here when it comes to him personally that would better answer that question. If there isn't, it's simply a matter of what you want to do with being injury prone.
Right.
And it shouldn't be, it shouldn't be just like one way or the other, you know, like it should be only for situations where the person like has something, it's a chronic injury, or like there would be real reason to worry about re-injury. I don't know that to be the case with Burrow. And so the fact that he's had other injuries to me is almost irrelevant. He doesn't move real well.
Right.
And, you know, that time he tore his knee in Washington, he got stuck in the pocket there. Doesn't mean he has to get hurt again. So I'd want to shy away from it.
Yeah.
I think the more worrying note is what Joe Goodberry told us a few weeks ago, which is he kind of almost has a tough time just staying put and healing. He wants to almost brush himself back.
Right. Yeah. I feel like I read something about the occurrence of re-injury with the sort of wrist injury he has or had is relatively high.
Okay.
So maybe that, you know, but what's that worth? I mean, it's still, you know, what, 30% occur, whatever. I'm a little worried about him and them, I think. But
for them this time, as opposed to like the Bills being worried about them.
I'm fine with them here. Yeah. All right.
Four Bills.
I want to say Houston.
I want to go Bills. I'm not there yet with Houston. I still like them a lot in Buffalo. I'm interested in the idea of them not really having a number one. I do think the NFL might be heading that direction. I just don't think I love the complement of wide receivers they have.
We're talking about the Bills here?
Yeah, the Bills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Houston, well, Houston,
I love Houston's receivers.
I still really like.
I feel like I even have overreacted to their year last year because it was so surprising. They didn't really beat anybody hardly at all. And I'm just, I don't know. I think they might be a paper tiger a bit to me.
Spain again. Three goals in one reverse AFC power rankings.
Right, during the opening segment of our show. This game just started when our show started.
Three goals.
Soccer's never been this electric in its history.
Crazy. All right, so Bills four, Houston three, right?
I will say Houston, but I think it can be a discussion with the Ravens. And the Ravens have had some losses. The offensive line, three starters. A couple of key players on defense. I would say still Houston. One reason why I would like Houston more than the Bills is Stroud on the rookie deal, which frees them up to do things like the Diggs move, makes that easier. And that's Baltimore's situation, too.
Yep.
Baltimore always with their passing game, they drafted Tez Walker in, like, what, round four? That's what they did there, losing Beckham. I mean, the losses, the Bills' losses are greater, but their gains might be greater. I will say Houston also, but I think it can be debated. Baltimore 2, Kansas City 1 can really not be debated. I think Kansas City will be better than last year.
Me too.
Which, if that happens, makes for an interesting thing about the Bills' schedule. I brought this up with Sal the other day, not with you, but we can do that here going forward. 803-0550, where do we mess up? We always want to hear you tell us where we messed up. Nick Bakay today, always fun, 4 o'clock. Thanks for being with us. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog back after this time out here on WGR.
I'm very excited to, like, you know, just be a part of the old wave, which was $30 million, and Justin Jefferson came and surpassed that, man. So very proud of those guys, you know, happy for obviously my teammate Waddle, you know, getting his new deal. For guys like me, that's great. You know, I'm 30 years old, also looking for a new deal. So very excited to see where, you know, I fit in that category.
Tyreek Hill is ready to get a raise.
Thoughts and prayers, Miami.
I deserve the credit for raising up the Justin Jeffersons and the others who got the big contracts.
He's been great. There's no arguing that. But at that age, I would not go near a new deal for him. They just signed Waddle. Like, if this was our, you know, we were talking like this about Diggs. I think even, like, part of the reason year before last, I know I wanted them to draft a receiver in the first round, is let's get a new guy on deck here because I'm getting close to the end of the line here with Diggs. It came a little sooner than I thought it was going to, but at his age right now, I mean, he's still got two more years after this season on the deal he's working on. So, I don't know, move some stuff around, maybe give him something up front, but I'd be thinking about getting out of that because I don't know how much longer a guy that's all, I mean, he's the fastest player in the league or has been for a good amount of time. That is not the kind of thing that has staying power to me. Like, that the cliff could come super fast for him.
It could. It's 8 years, though, and he was first in the league last year in receiving yards, touchdowns. You know, it was probably his best season last year. It was career highs in everything. So those kind of things do happen. I don't know. But, yeah, I feel like I'm too quick sometimes to predict the decline, you know? Like with Diggs, I was thinking about it last year, I know, maybe before that. Just you got to – you don't have to do anything, but you might sort of want to respect that at 29, 30, you're doing pretty well. You're sort of beating the odds if you're still at the same level. And that's where both of these players are at this point, Diggs and Tyreek Hill.
I think I said right after they signed Waddle, like, well, that's it. That's it for Hill. Like, after this year, they'll try to get out. They're gonna have to do something with Tua, and then that's probably gonna be like $50 million or whatever, some outrageous number. And at that point, with Waddle, I should look at Waddle's numbers are commensurate with like what he is. Right, he's not at the top of the heap, but he got like a market rate deal, which I assume is close to 30-ish, right? So, am I paying another receiver more than that with my quarterback? I mean, I'm looking at $110 million on my quarterback and my two receivers. Like, that's not very good team building, I don't think.
Yeah, I guess. he got 3-year, $84.75 million extension this year that starts, I guess, beginning this season. Waddle.
So not quite 30. All right.
No. Good, though.
Yeah, good. Still,
I take it.
A big number, and a bigger number on top of that number with the quarterback's number, I just don't think that's realistic.
I'd take it. I need a contract. I'd take it.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I have you. You're my Tyreek Hill, so
right.
You're older.
I'm older, right? That's right.
I don't need to come in on top of you. I don't need to come in on top of Tyreek Hill, I should say. So I was talking to Sal last week. How, looking at the Bills schedule, I think this was Friday, we walked through the Bills schedule, and I just said to you in the reverse AFC power rankings, I think the Chiefs are probably better than they were last year. Just for them to win last year is, what do you even do about it? And that was what we said about the year before, too, after trading Tyreek. And their defense was terrible,
right?
And they won anyway, despite being down in the Super Bowl. Then they did the same thing with basically their offense was pretty bad. Had to go on the road in the all of it. You know all this. I can't believe they'll be worse than that.
Right. Same here.
Offensively, adding Hollywood Brown, adding Worthy. I just can't believe they'll be worse than that. So, and I have my concerns about the Bills. The division is tough. The schedule is tough. Diggs is gone. Hyde and Poyer. I think the odds are the Bills are not as good as they've been. So where does that leave the Bills in terms of the playoff picture or the conference? Kansas City was only the three last year, and the Bills were the two. And it was kind of a difficult year for the Bills anyway.
Right. I mean, they you know, Miami had a three-game lead with five games to go, and the Bills caught them. I mean, they needed to beat them on the final game down there, and they did, and they got the two. But it was close. I mean, Miami had the same record, so did Kansas City, but they got the two because they beat Kansas City there earlier in the season.
So if the Chiefs are better and they win, what did they win, 11?
They won 11.
If they win 12, 13, I would think 13 would be, I mean, that's a great season.
That's where Baltimore was last year, yeah.
13, and they gave away the last one,
right?
Kind of. 13 wins, it's a great season. Their division is weaker. Otherwise, it's a tough schedule, but maybe a little bit softer because of the AFC West versus the AFC East. I just really doubt that the Bills will finish ahead of Kansas City in the standings. Maybe, but I doubt it. So what does that do to the overall Bills outlook for the season? The thing that they'll focus on is the division title. They've won the last four. That's what I think the drumbeat of the season will be about, is because I think the Jets and the Dolphins are good enough. Maybe the Patriots will be decent too, that they'll force you, like last year was.
Yep.
You're forced into that conversation. And, you know, if that's the one seed because KC falters or Baltimore falters, so be it. But I think that's the conversation we're having. If that's correct and the Bills, like last year, are able to get, you know, to the top of the division, the key game, arguably the biggest game on the schedule, is the Ravens. Conference, road, you know, Kansas City.
Night game. Yep.
Night game. Kansas City is big, but if you kind of think like, you shouldn't do this.
Right, you shouldn't
let them go.
Eliminate possibilities. Nobody's played anything yet, and it's July. But I hear you. Like, if Kansas City ends up, you know, just you're chasing them all year, you better do your. You don't want to give up a tiebreaker to Baltimore. You might be battling Baltimore for the two, just like you were battling Miami and Kansas City for the two last year when Baltimore had the one. Yeah, I think I'm there. Like, I think Baltimore, I still respect them a lot. I think their division could be tough if, you know, I'm not really bullish on Cleveland that much. You're very down on Pittsburgh, but those are tough games. So they could, you know, they could have an 11 win type season, and that's kind of where I would look at the Bills, kind of in that range. So yeah, you could be kind of slugging it out with them, and it could really matter a lot that you get that win against them head-to-head. Just like, really, it's the same scenario that played out last year. You beat the Chiefs in Kansas City and with the same record, and you ended up with the better seed because of that. Here's Baltimore. Maybe the same scenario plays out. I got to have that win because they're pretty comparable-looking teams, and, you know, you may need a head-to-head tiebreaker on them.
And the Bills don't play the Bengals or the Browns or the Steelers, so they won't have an opportunity to beat those teams in terms of tiebreakers. The Ravens, they're the division favorite that, I mean, you could look at this lots of different ways. The Dolphin games, the Jet games, Arizona, because you want to set a tone.
Sure, that's right.
What is the most important game? Would you take 3-1 against the Jets and Dolphins? I would easily.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like you asked me this a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't want to do it. But it sounds pretty good sitting here today. I don't know. I just got back from Spain, so maybe I'm not as sharp as I was before I went.
Or maybe just more agreeable.
Or maybe I'm sharp. Yeah, maybe because I'm in vacation mode.
You're like, back.
Fine. Whatever. Fine. This place is fine.
I just had a great time. I'll take any deal.
Yeah, that bottle of wine is fine. Sure, more paella.
Yes to anything.
Yeah. I think 3-1 against those two teams would be really good. The Jets beat the Bills last year without Aaron Rodgers. So, that defense gives the Bills fits, it seems. Like they've had their days against them, but mostly it's been hard. So I think 3-1 against them. I'm going to hope I sweep New England, and then I'm 5-1 in the division.
You're probably sick of me. Maybe you're agreeable, so I'll get this past you or not. But you've got to be sick of me sort of talking up the Jets. Like,
I kind of love it. I love that you are talking up the Jets because I think they're going to be bad. I think Rodgers is going to burst into flames for them. Like that's really the – and like you could say that about any team in the league. I know, right? But I think even if he's healthy, I just think there's a very the whole thing just seems very shabbily put together. Just the whole construct. It's he's the king. I think everyone knows it, and likely that's fine and agreeable. Talk about agreeable if he performs at this very high level. But if he's 40, which he is, and he's coming off an Achilles injury, which he is, and there's any sort of wobble there, I just think some dudes in that locker room will instantaneously resent him. Because he's gotten everything he wants, and the coordinator, nobody respects the coordinator. He's propped up because of Rodgers and everything else. I just think that if he isn't at a very high level, they could be in real trouble.
I look at it more that he doesn't have, if you mean like high level, like MVP, peak Rodgers, I don't think they need that to be good. I mean, Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, people like the line now. PFF graded them top five in the league going into the season, the Jets. I mean, that's a long way from where they've been. So if they're good up front, I think it's easy because of how good Wilson is and how good Hall is. They'll probably, you know, I've been against the Bills spending up on running backs because of Allen's existence. Like, I would want to build a team like that, and now I have Josh Allen. I especially don't want to do that, a guy in his mid-20s. Who's the runner he is. Rodgers is none of that. So it makes more sense that the Jets would want to help him. And they're in a great position to do that with the players they have. So that plus their PFF gave them top five in everything defensively. All linebackers up front, corners, or DBs rather, they're kind of loaded. And so I don't think if it's a matter of Rodgers needs to be awesome or else they'll implode. I think it's more he can be pretty good. And they're probably a good team. That's how I see it.
Well, I appreciate that ranking, but it's predicated on a couple of 32-year-old tackles, one of whom hasn't played more than like 7 or 8 games in a year in almost a football lifetime, staying healthy. Now, they do have a rookie they drafted highly that I think buffers that. But Tyron Smith is a guy I'm thinking of from Dallas. Like he's a great player when he can be on the field, but he has a very hard time staying on the field. So that feels a little tenuous to me.
Sure.
So I'm not sold on that they'll just, you know, be able to shelter him the way they might need to. And look, I know it's just spring practice. That one clip I saw of him running around looking like me trying to get out of the way of a moving car as I'm crossing the street. I don't know, man. I think the whole thing is just a little shaky, maybe a lot shaky, the Jets. So I love that you're bullish on them because I'm here for the fire. I think
for the sake of conversation.
Fire. Yeah.
They open at San Francisco, Monday night, week 1. 803-0550 if you want to join us. Nick Bakay, hopefully he knows that number. He will be joining us at 4. Bet he does. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR. Bulldog 2, France 1, half at the Euros. People seem interested. Lots of people watching this game in various countries and in this room.
I did get taste on Friday. We were taking a train kind of across Spain, and so I missed the end of the game. I was watching some of their game against Germany in the Madrid train station, and the game ended while we were mid-route. And so, but when we got to Barcelona, there were people singing in the streets.
I love that.
Like, honestly, like, we got out of the train station, went to get a cab, and, like, there were, you know, hundreds. I wouldn't go as far as say thousands, but there were people in the streets singing. It was awesome.
I asked you yesterday if there was much NFL signage in Spain. You said almost none, or maybe zero.
Zero. Did not see any evidence at all of it.
Not even on that tiny road where you were so close to the buildings where you could have seen in.
Right.
Not even there.
No, not even there.
How about lacrosse? No. Not much?
No. Like I said, the only thing besides soccer that I saw on TV was women's pro beach handball.
Pro beach handball.
Right.
That's something.
Yeah.
Women's pro beach handball. Right. Each one of those words.
Yeah, right.
Women's pro beach handball.
Yeah.
Fabulous. No lacrosse.
Pretty impressive. Like they on a lot of the shot attempts on goal, the women, they were launching themselves and sort of pirouetting in the air and then throwing the ball. Like,
yeah,
like picking a corner. It was crazy.
Handball is one of my favorite things about the Olympics.
Yeah, I like it too.
Not beach. I don't know beach handball.
I've never seen beach handball. No.
Women's pro beach handball at that.
Right, at that. Yeah.
So you wouldn't have seen the Connor Fields goal?
I did not.
It was the play of the day or maybe the week on SportsCenter.
Wow. Nice.
Connor Fields, Bishop Tymon.
All right.
East Amherst.
Good deal.
Played at Albany.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the finest players in the world.
Awesome.
And so you can picture like field lacrosse. He plays for Utah. And he's moving to his right. There might have been a penalty called, like a flag down. I don't know. He's moving to his right. And he's got space in front of him as he's running sort of kind of in a circular motion around the right of the net, but he's still in front of the net. And he's got one hand on the stick. I'm always getting on my kids. Two hands on the stick. Mm-hmm, never be seen with one hand, unless, you know, you're making a move or something. But my kids both like to just sort of be in games with one hand.
Yeah,
lacrosse,
yeah.
Hockey. Let's try to fight off that habit.
Dig in here a little bit. Yeah.
But here's Connor Fields with only, he's got the stick in his right hand. He's left-handed. He's got the stick in his right hand, and he goes low between his legs and snipes the top left corner from a little bit of distance. One hand.
That sounds
like, picture
pretty,
that in lacrosse.
That sounds pretty impressive.
To have enough juice on that shot to hit the top corner over the goalie's right shoulder, you know, return address, you know, number one play on SportsCenter, Connor Fields.
Well, congratulations to him.
Local legend.
And his family.
Everybody involved.
Could be listening.
The parents.
Right.
Everybody.
ESPN, too.
Congratulations to ESPN.
Right?
He's played for the Bandits. Plays for Rochester in the indoor league. He played at Albany collegiately. And, I mean, what a player. So, maybe you'll want to see that. We will take a break and bring on Nick Bakay, who's having a successful run. His new show?
Yeah, the show. I watched it while we were flying. All 8 episodes, 30 minutes each on Max, which is formerly known as HBO. And very soon into the run of the shows, I think it started. When did we have him on? Was it the spring already? Oof. Anyway, whenever it premiered, almost right away, I know he had news like season 2. Like they love it.
Bookie,
it's doing enough. Yeah, Bookie is the name of the show. I should have said that. Yeah,
I should have said it. We got it in. Back with Nick after this. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Would easily.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like you asked me this a couple of weeks ago and I didn't want to do it. But it sounds pretty good sitting here today. I don't know. I just got back from Spain. So maybe I'm not as sharp as I was before I went.
Or maybe just more agreeable.
Or maybe I'm sharp. Yeah, maybe, because I'm in vacation mode.
You're like, back.
Ah, fine, whatever, fine. This place is fine.
I just had a great time. I'll take any deal.
Yeah, that bottle of wine is fine. Sure, more paella.
Yes to anything.
Yeah. I think 3-1 against those two teams would be really good. The Jets beat the Bills last year without Aaron Rodgers. So, that defense gives the Bills fits, it seems. Like, they've had their days against them, but mostly it's been hard. So, I think 3-1 against them. I'm going to hope I sweep New England, and then I'm 5-1 in the division.
You're probably sick of me. Maybe you're agreeable, so I'll get this past you or not. But you've got to be sick of me sort of talking up the Jets. Like,
I kind of love it. I love that you are talking up the Jets because I think they're going to be bad. I think Rodgers is going to burst into flames for them. Like that's really the and you could say that about any team in the league. I know, right? But I think even if he's healthy, I just think there's a very the whole thing just seems very shabbily put together. Just the whole construct. It's he's the king. I think everyone knows it, and likely that's fine and agreeable. Talk about agreeable if he performs at this very high level. But if he's 40, which he is, and he's coming off an Achilles injury, which he is, and there's any sort of wobble there, I just think some dudes in that locker room will instantaneously resent him. Because he's gotten everything he wants, and the coordinator, nobody respects the coordinator. He's propped up because of Rodgers and everything else. I just think if he isn't at a very high level, they could be in real trouble.
I look at it more that he doesn't have, if you mean like high level, like MVP, peak Rodgers, I don't think they need that to be good. I mean, Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, people like the line now. PFF graded them top five in the league going into the season, the Jets. I mean, that's a long way from where they've been. So if they're good up front, I think it's easy because of how good Wilson is and how good Hall is. They'll probably you know, I've been against the Bills spending up on running backs because of Allen's existence. Like, I wouldn't want to build a team like that, and now I have Josh Allen. I especially don't want to do that. A guy in his mid-20s who's the runner he is. Rodgers is none of that. So it makes more sense that the Jets would want to help him, and they're in a great position to do that with the players they have. So that plus their PFF gave them top five in everything defensively. All linebackers up front, corners, or DBs rather, they're kind of loaded. And so I don't think if it's a matter of Rodgers needs to be awesome or else they'll implode. I think it's more he can be pretty good, and they're probably a good team. That's how I see
it. Well, I appreciate that ranking, but it's predicated on a couple of 32-year-old tackles, one of whom hasn't played more than like 7 or 8 games in a year in almost a football lifetime, staying healthy. Now, they do have a rookie they drafted highly that I think buffers that. But Tyron Smith is a guy I'm thinking of from Dallas. Like, he's a great player when he can be on the field, but he has a very hard time staying on the field. So that feels a little tenuous to me.
Sure.
So I'm not sold on that they'll just, you know, be able to shelter him the way they might need to. And look, I know it's just spring practice. That one clip I saw of him running around looking like me trying to get out of the way of a moving car as I'm crossing the street. I don't know, man. I think the whole thing is just a little shaky. Maybe a lot shaky, the Jets. So I love that you're bullish on them, because I'm here for the fire. I think
for the sake of conversation.
Fire. Yeah.
They open at San Francisco, Monday night, week 1. 803-0550 if you want to join us. Nick Bakay, hopefully he knows that number. He will be joining us at 4. Bet he does. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR. Bulldog 2, France 1, half at the Euros. People seem interested. Lots of people watching this game in various countries and in this room.
I did get taste on Friday. We were taking a train kind of across Spain, and so I missed the end of the game. I was watching some of their game against Germany in the Madrid train station, and the game ended while we were mid-route. And so, but when we got to Barcelona, there were people singing in the streets.
I love that.
Like, honestly, like, we got out of the train station, went to get a cab, and like, there were, like, you know, hundreds. I wouldn't go as far as say thousands, but there were people in the streets singing. It was awesome.
I asked you yesterday if there was much NFL signage in Spain. You said almost none, or maybe zero.
Zero. Did not see any evidence at all of it.
Not even on that tiny road where you were so close to the buildings right. Where you could have seen in.
Right.
Not even there.
No, not even there.
How about lacrosse? No. Not much?
No. Like I said, the only thing besides soccer that I saw on TV was women's pro beach handball.
Pro beach handball.
Right.
That's something.
Yeah.
Women's pro beach handball. Right. Each one of those words.
Yeah, right.
Women's pro beach handball.
Yeah.
Fabulous. No lacrosse.
Pretty impressive. Like they on a lot of the shot attempts on goal, the women, they were launching themselves and sort of pirouetting in the air and then throwing the ball. Like,
yeah,
like
I love that.
Picking a corner. It was crazy.
Handball is one of my favorite things about the Olympics.
Yeah, I like it too.
Not beach. I don't know beach handball.
I've never seen beach handball. No.
Women's pro beach handball at that.
Right, at that. Yeah.
So you wouldn't have seen the Connor Fields goal?
I did not.
It was the play of the day or maybe the week on SportsCenter.
Wow. Nice.
Connor Fields, Bishop Tymon.
All right.
East Amherst.
Good deal.
Played at Albany.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the finest players in the world.
Awesome.
And so you can picture like field lacrosse. He plays for Utah. And he's moving to his right. There might have been a penalty called, like a flag down. I don't know. He's moving to his right. And he's got space in front of him as he's running sort of kind of in a circular motion around the right of the net. But he's still in front of the net. And he's got one hand on the stick. I'm always getting on my kids. Two hands on the stick. Mm-hmm, never be seen with one hand. Unless, you know, you're making a move or something. But my kids both like to just sort of be in games with one hand.
Yeah,
Lacrosse, hockey. Let's try to fight off that habit.
Dig in here a little bit. Yeah.
But here's Connor Fields with only – he's got the stick in his right hand. He's left-handed. He's got the stick in his right hand, and he goes low between his legs and snipes the top left corner from a little bit of distance. One hand.
That sounds
like, picture
pretty,
that in lacrosse.
That sounds pretty impressive.
To have enough juice on that shot to hit the top corner over the goalie's right shoulder, you know, return address, you know, number one play on SportsCenter, Connor Fields.
Well, congratulations to him.
Local legend.
And his family.
Everybody involved.
Could be listening.
The parents.
Right.
Everybody.
ESPN, too.
Congratulations to ESPN.
Right?
He's played for the Bandits. He plays for Rochester in the indoor league. He played at Albany collegiately. And, I mean, what a player. So, maybe you'll want to see that. We will take a break and bring on Nick Bakay, who's having a successful run. His new show?
Yeah, the show. I watched it while we were flying, all 8 episodes, 30 minutes each on Max, which is formerly known as HBO, and very soon into the run of the shows, I think it started, when did we have him on? Was it the spring already? Oof. Anyway, whenever it premiered, almost right away, I know he had news, like, season 2. Like they love it.
Bookie.
It's doing enough. Yeah, Bookie is the name of the show. I should have said that. Yeah,
I should have said it. We got it in. Back with Nick after this. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.